Sabbath day. Glad we could sing the songs that we did, because they will actually tie in nicely with what I'm going to talk about here today. As we read in Acts 2, the Holy Spirit came as a rushing wind at Pentecost. Power was given, prophecy was fulfilled. And Christ reminds us of the promise of the Holy Spirit and the fulfillment of that promise in John 14, verse 26, which I'll read for you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. All things. And as we read in Scripture about the Holy Spirit, and as we read about the Spirit of God, we see many things that it does for us. That God's Spirit indeed permeates the entire universe. It is strong, it is powerful, and that it awakens our mind to His majesty and His greatness and His power. It gives us spiritual understanding, gives us spiritual discernment, and imparts the power to overcome. The power to overcome and do His will, and convicts our conscience when we stray into sin. And it infuses us with God's love. Infuses us with God's love not only for one another, but the ability to love an enemy. That power comes from God. It reassures us that we're God's children and that we are destined to be in His kingdom. It's an assurance of that, a guarantee if we follow Him. And in a beautiful orchestration of His will, it allows law, His righteous law, His character, the essence of Him to be put into our minds and actually written upon our hearts. The Holy Spirit helps. It helps us walk. It helps our walk with God. I'd like us to turn to the fifth chapter of Galatians, Galatians chapter 5, and we will start in verse number 16. And as you're turning there, just a way of introduction, we have Paul. We have Paul inspired to write about love. He's writing about love. He's writing about the law and the fulfillment of the law by loving your neighbor as yourself. And the focus here is walking in the Spirit, serving one another through love, as opposed to actions that are destructive. So let's pick up in verse number 16 of chapter 5 of Galatians. He says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you, talking about us individually, shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now this word walk, it's a word called peripateo. You might want to think of it as parrot potato, if that's easier for you to remember. Peripateo, and it means to tread around. It means to walk at large, sort of demonstrating the proof of your ability to do something with God's help. It's to be preoccupied and be occupied with it. So this walk that you're describing here is a walk that includes everything we do individually in our life. It's comprehensive. It's wherever we go. It's to be included in all our endeavors, everything. And it's forward motion. As you notice, the Scripture doesn't say sit in the Spirit. It doesn't say sit. It says walk. So it's not tentative. It's not a tiptoe through the tulips kind of walk. It's deliberate, and it's focused, and it's forward. But this walk, too, is in deference to one another. We just don't go trampling around and being able to ask the Holy Spirit to guide all parts of our life without an understanding of how it is that we're to interact with other people. So we do it with deference to one another, serving one another in love. So this word peripateo is the same walk that's mentioned in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6, where Paul writes that, and I'm going to paraphrase a little here, that we're to walk worthy of the calling with which we're called, we're to bear one another with love, endeavoring to keep the Spirit, the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. It's one body, one Spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. So it's unifying. And as individuals, when we walk with the Holy Spirit, that's the walk we do. Let's continue in verse number 17. It says, for the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. So if you're going to follow the Holy Spirit, we do things God's way. We don't just do what our own desires are. But it says, but if you are led by the Spirit, if you are indeed led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now there's many people who like to read this scripture and like to read the second half. I just like to read, you're not under the law. Oh, good, I can do whatever I want. Cool. And as long as I feel good about it and the spirit of me guides my decisions, I'm not under the law, I can do whatever I want. And that's not what's happening here. It's his spirit. Clearly, it's his spirit. And as we read down, that'll become more clear. Verse 19, this is, now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like. Anything that's like that is included in this. Of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. So clearly there are things that God's law applies to. These are things that do not give us deference to what God wants. There are things that are against his nature. There are things that hurt us. There's things that hurt each other. All those things are shown as being under the law. But, and we'll continue here in verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And that's how Paul can say this about the fruits of the Spirit, because there's no law against the nature of God. No law whatsoever. No law against it. And so if the Holy Spirit is leading us and we allow that to happen and God's nature comes into our life and we allow that to play out, there's no law against that. No law against that. And those who are Christ's are crucified, have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Now in verse 25, it says, if we, now before it was just talking about us individually, now it's we, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. This walk is a different walk. This word is stoicheo, stoicheo. And it means to walk in line, to march in rank, to keep step in order. Appreciated the song, Onward Christian Soldiers. We do this step, we do this walk, together, all of us. This is the walk we do as the body of Christ. And this is also the same walk, this stoicheo, the same walk that's mentioned in Philippians 3, verse 16, which I'll read to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk, stoicheo, by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind. This is the walk of unity that we're to do together, this walk. Now, walking with God involves some things we must do alone. We're told that we must work out our own salvation in fear and trembling, but we have God's help. And it's to guide every direction, everything we endeavor to do, everything that we include it in every aspect of our life, completely. But walking with God also means walking together, in step, in order, the same mind, a people devoted to Christ, walking together in submission to God. So the walks are complementary. They are to do what we are to do individually in all aspects of our life, but the walk in unity of faith is to occur together, together. Last week, I was talking to Tim Hendrickson, and Tim was kind enough to share with me some things that have been happening in his life, some blessings that his family had come to him, and it was an interesting conversation, I'll tell you why. Because it not only was Tim talking about the blessings that he got from God, he was also very, very clear and articulate that he saw the path that God led him on. He understood directions that God gave him to correct his path along the way. And when he actually looked back and reviewed it, he saw God throughout it all. All of it. And God helps that way. And I bring this up to make an important point, and that is that for all of this to work, you have to know God. You have to trust God. You have to know he's there. You have to know he loves you. And you have to know that he directs your steps. Because Tim would not have come to that conclusion if the Holy Spirit were not leading him to it. That's how the Holy Spirit works. It connects us with God so that we understand what it is that he's doing in our life. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. David understood that God is everywhere. He understood that God leads him in everything. And just in conclusion, I'd like us to read the first 10 verses of Psalm 139. Psalm 139, verses 1 through 10. Because our walk with God's going to depend on our knowing who He is and understanding that His role in our life is complete. He said, O Lord, You have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, You know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before and laid Your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from Your Spirit? Or where can I flee from Your presence? If I ascend into heaven, You are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, You are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there Your hand shall lead me, and Your right hand shall hold me. Brethren, to walk in the Spirit, it means that we must have it in every part of our life, and individually we need to do that, to march forward with forward motion, with full confidence that God is there for us, but also with an understanding that the walk with walking in the Spirit also means we're walking this walk together, that we're all going to the same place, and that we have deference for one another, that we care and we show that love. But it all begins with our knowledge of who God is, His majesty and His power, and how He's given the Holy Spirit to help us.